couldn't believe some of the stuff that happened. We try to keep a little spice in our relationship. And I told her that my fantasy, you know how couples always talk about their fantasy? My fantasy was to see her and another woman together. And every now and then when we hobbling, we're talking about it, I could tell she was kind of intrigued by the idea. She said, all right, I'll make a deal with you. I'll fulfill your fantasy if you agree to fulfill my fantasy. I said, you mean? She said, yes. I'll do what you ask. You must do what I ask. I said, all right, it's a deal. I was so excited about the thought of her seeing her, you know, face to face with another scamper that I... She got three Bibles out. The Bible we got for our wedding anniversary, the old family, but she stacked them all up. She said, put your hand on that. If I go through with this, you're going to go through with it. I said, I will, baby, I will. Now, that girl Dolores that you work with, she said, that's the one.
Oh, God.
Well, they came over. She cooked up a pot roast. We're sitting there. Got a couple of drinks in them. Next thing you know, they start dancing together. Oh, God. I'm just sitting there, fish locked around Ned Nodule, ready for the fun. They're holding each other, a couple of smooches. Next thing you know, the spandex hits the floor, and I'm seeing my dream come true. I mean... Set off the damn smoke detector. I was so hot. Hot and steaming. And then she finally said, well, what are you waiting for? Come on in. The hobbling's fine. I got a running start, and I dove in the middle of all that action, and it's unbelievable. First time I'd ever hobbled and gobbled at the same time. Man, oh, man. And went on to about 3 a.m. and then soaked in sweat completely. I must have had four, maybe five Shangri-Las. By the sixth one, it wasn't even worth the trouble. But six Shangri-Las sounded like this. That was it. Well, I didn't think anything more about it. You know, we all took a shower and soaped up real good. Estelle came to me and said, Grease, remember your promise. I said, promise? She said, yes, on those three Bibles over there, which you promised to fulfill my fantasy. I said, she said, no, but, Now, you know, Bubba that you work with, I said, Bubba! She'd invite him over to dinner Friday night. I said, all right. So I got to Bubba, and I said, Bubba, buddy, you know my wife, Estelle? He said, yeah, she's pretty sweet. I said, well, I made a deal with her, and now it's time for me to fess up. She's always, you know, wanted a couple of guys at the same time. And she suggested you. Bubba said, wait a minute. She suggested me for what? You mean you and Estelle and me? And I said, yeah, and you and me. You know what they say in China, tu can chu. But you get a slice of Estelle. He said, well, look, no. What the hell, getting the booze in me? I said, that's the way I look at it. So Bubba came on over, and the night began. We were all nervous at first. Estelle made another pot roast, and Bubba and I were sitting there drinking a cup of coffee and eating a piece of pie. She said, well, I guess it's time for my fantasy to come true. I'm thinking, She said, you boys get ready while I clean the table. So Bubba and I walked into the living room. I said, buddy, this ain't going to get any easier the longer we think about it. So we dropped trowel and folded our clothes on the table nice and lay there side by side. Then it was alley-oop. I said, let's get this over with. He said, that's a big 10-4 on that. So he grabbed a hold of me and stifling revulsion, I grabbed hold of him and the chin, when Estelle walks in from the kitchen, she looks, she said, my God, you sick pervert, you deviant, I get to look at you. I'm like, what are you talking about, Estelle? Your fantasy. She said, you idiot, my fantasy was to watch you both lifting weights with your shirts off.
Oh, no!